We'll say these, as Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro to try to lobby and advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so that Ribono Shel Olam sends him in with a number of different simanim, with a number of different signs, to show Paro that Moshe is not some charlatan, but that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming as an emissary of the Ribono Shel Olam. So of course, one of the first signs that the Ribono Shel Olam gives to Moshe Rabbeinu is the matzah, is the staff. And he tells Moshe, you're going to take the staff, you're going to throw it down in front of Paro, and it's going to become a snake. And through that, Paro is going to see that you are my emissary, and he needs to let the Jewish people go. So we'll say, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes. So what happens? So the Pasuk says, Ki dabra aleichem Paro lemor, tnu lachem mofes, v'amartel aron kachas matcho, Vashlech lifnei Paro vihilisonim. So when Paro says to you, give me a sign, then Lamaisa again you're gonna tell Aaron, take your staff, throw it in front of Paro, and it will become a snake. And indeed the next pasuk says, Moshe and Aaron come to Paro, and they did this. Vayashlech Aaron es Mateu lifnei Paro, Aaron throws his staff in front of Paro, v'lifnei avadav, vihilisonim. And the staff of Aaron becomes a snake. So say there's a beautiful idea. The Lublin Rav, Rabbi Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Zechatzadik Levracha, says that there's an incredible Musar to be learned from this particular episode. What's the Musar? So he says, I'm going to read to you his piece. He says, Hasviva mashpia harbe al b'nei adam im l'tovim l'ra. The lesson we learn from Rabbosai is that a person's atmosphere, right? The life I create around myself, the influences I create around myself, have an incredible impact upon who I am, both in a good way and in a negative way. Adam na'ala umusari adu lihiskalkel b'siyo shal anasha mushchasim. Ulehefech, Adam rasha meitiv es da'ako m'shaper es ma'asa b'siyo shal b'nei aliyah anshe musar. Now we'll say, sometimes we underplay the dramatic impact of our surroundings. A person could be very halig, be very holy, be very good. But if I surround myself, I will say, with people who are not good, or are not holy, or allow myself to be, or I allow myself exposures, I allow myself to be exposed to things that are not good or not holy, or I put myself in situations which are impure or are tarnished, I could personally be a very good person. But those things will have a dramatic impact upon me. They will bring me down. On the flip side, it's true also. The flip side is, if a person is not so good, every person is good, but a person is not so good right now, right? A person is not in a good state, but they surround themselves with the right people, with the right seviva, with the right avira, then what? Those good influences could lift the person up as well. And says the Lublin Rav something amazing. V'zeh haremez b'mata shenepach l'nachash. I will say, this is the message in the staff that turned into a snake. Watch this. Mata Elokim. I will say, what staff was this? This was no simple staff. This was the staff, according to the Sram, this was the staff of Adam Arishon. This was the staff, ultimately, again, of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Avram Avinu, of Moshe Rabbeinu. This was the staff with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu emblazoned on it. This was no regular staff. So yet what? Mata Elokim, asher shem ha-mefurash chakok alav. The staff of the Ribono Shel Olam, of which the name of the Ribono Shel Olam is inscribed in it. Im tashlich oso lifnei paro. If you take that staff, which is so beautiful, which is so halig, which is so exalted, and you throw it in front of Paro, you will say, what does Paro represent? Besviva poshas umizuhemes. Paro represents the negative atmosphere. Paro represents the negative influences. If you take the staff of the Ribono Shel Olam, you throw it in front of Paro, yelasanin. The staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns into a snake. Something so beautiful, something so holy, when exposed to all of the wrong influences, Rabosai becomes something mushchas, becomes something ultimately that is unholy and depraved. However, the Chai Torathas, Aval Osa Nachash Arasi, but yet something amazing happens. When you take that same poisonous and venomous serpent, and what? Yahapech Shuv Lamata Lokim, Imide Moshe Yachzikubo. Yet I will say, that same unholy serpent, right? That same venomous serpent. When Moshe and Aaron takes hold of it, what happens to Rabbi Osai? It once again becomes a Mata Elokim. Rabbi Osai, the impact of our surroundings on who and what we are cannot be underplayed. The same Mata Rabbi Osai, the Mata Hashem, which represents holiness, which represents beauty, if you put it in the wrong surroundings, if you put it in the wrong surroundings, it becomes a Nachash. Yet you take the Nachash and you put it in the surroundings of Moshe and Aaron, and it can become something so beautiful. Rabbi Osai, The message over here is so profound. And Rav Osei, by the way, I just want to tell you something. When the Lublin Rav says this, you know, the Mata is mentioned over, Mata is mentioned three times, which if you think about it, is a lot of airtime for a staff that turns into a snake. It's said once by Moshe and the Sneh, and it's said twice in this parasha. Here, when God tells Moshe to once again do it, and a third time when they actually, why? Just, why do I need to all this time? Because the Torah is teaching us an incredible lesson. The impact of our surroundings on who and what they come. You see, sometimes we think that the goal in life is, as long as I'm personally strong, I don't have to be so worried about my surroundings. Right? So even if I'm hanging out not with the best people, or even if I allow myself to be in circumstances which Rabbi say are by definition compromised. And I know they're unholy. It's okay. As long as I'm personally strong, I'm going to be okay. Rabbi say it's not true. It's not true. We are all impacted by our surroundings. The raya is, the proof is, that even the Mata Elokim turns into a nachash when it is placed in close proximity to Paro. I will say, in life, sometimes we allow ourselves to be exposed to a lot of Paros. Sometimes we do things, we engage in certain things, we connect with certain people who we know by definition are not good for us, but we rely heavily on our personal strength to remain strong. And I will say, that's not the path to successful spiritual living. If I want to be a successful spiritual individual, it's not enough just to control my own actions, not enough to control ultimately again what I'm doing and who I am, but I have to be so vigilant in creating the right atmosphere. And I will tell you again, for our children as well, it's so dramatic. You know, parents say, I don't want to shelter my kids too much. I want to tell you something. Yes, you want to shelter your kids too much. Absolutely. Trust me, the day will come when our kids will go out and they'll see everything in the world. The goal is shelter them as long as possible. Well, so we have to be careful. We have to be careful of the music we let our children listen to. We have to be careful about the things we let our children watch. You know, a PG movie today is not a PG movie that it was when we were growing up. It's just not. Things that are taken for granted. Things that, I'm not saying not to watch movies. I'm saying, of course, we should. It's fine. But, well, I'm not saying it's fine. This is recorded. I want to be careful. Right? But I'm just saying, be vigilant. Be vigilant. Don't let your kids listen to whatever they want to listen to. Don't let your children watch whatever they think because Chaim Yankel or Susie or Mary or whoever else is watching. Right? Be careful. Be vigilant. Right? Hover. Because I will say, at the end of the day, you know, even the simple lyrics of a song on the radio, I will say, and again, what a person does with non-Jewish music is their own business. As an adult, that's your own business. But the simple lyrics in a song, I will say, today, music is different than what it was 20 years ago. You just have to be on top of it. I'm not saying not to do it, to do it. That's your own personal decision. We're all big boys. We could decide what to do. But just be vigilant. Just be aware that if your little precious neshama is listening to this or singing that, those generally are ideas and ideals that we do not want for our kids. And we generally do not want it in our homes. But if we're not on top of the avira, if we're not on top ultimately again of the atmosphere, then all different types of things seep in. And those things that sometimes seem so innocuous at first, again, at the end of the day, could change us so dramatically. But I say, sometimes, again, a lot of us have to be in the world. And when we're in the world, whether it's in the business world or other things, sometimes we have to go out with a client. Sometimes we have to go out for this. We have this event, that event. Be careful and be vigilant. Because when you allow yourself to be exposed to certain things, that has an impact on who you are. The circumstances and the influences we allow around ourselves dramatically impact. We often walk into this world as the beautiful Mata Elokim, as the beautiful staff of the Ribono Shel Olam. But if we're not careful and we allow ourselves to constantly be exposed to Paro, then Chas V'Shalom, that beautiful Mata Elokim, could go ahead and turn into a Nachash. But the beautiful part is that even if I say to myself, I was a Mata Elokim, and because I've allowed myself all the wrong influences, I've once again become a nachash. The beautiful part is, I'm not beyond salvation. All I have to do is examine my surroundings, examine my influences, see what I have going on in life. Go ahead and reassess, surround myself with the proper spirituality, surround myself with the proper people, keep myself in a spiritually friendly environment. And even the most venomous and vicious of nechashim could ultimately once again revert back to being the most beautiful, uplifted, and exalted Mata Elokim.